Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And so we ended up selling out of all of our hippo costumes in September.
Yeah. We sold out of all of our regular stock of hippo costumes.
So here's my favorite part of that. I play that sound and I look up at Vince and you're shaking your head no, like you're disappointed and angry that Lou Dang is popular. You're like,
so mad.
Of all the animals, why are you upset about Lou Dang? Why are you shaking your head?
Like, I don't know. I just didn't get into the hippo. I don't get it.
I'm going to get you a costume. Look,
there have been baby hippos before.
that you're right.
Since ever.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
New hope, Vince, for California prisoners Lyle and Eric Menendez. You know these two. These are the brothers, each serving life in prison without parole for the murder of their parents back in 1989. Been in the news a lot lately. The case came back into public scrutiny thanks to Netflix and social media. Allegations of molestation that may have led to the murders and new evidence there. The Los Angeles District Attorney is now recommending a judge resentence the brothers.
I believe that they have paid their debt to society.
That's George Gascon, the DA, recommending that their life sentence without parole be replaced to make them eligible for parole, and he's making that recommendation today to the judge.
In making his recommendation, Gascon addressed allegations the brothers were sexually abused by their father.
I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home and molestation.
Allegations their supporters say are backed up by new evidence, including a letter written by Eric at that time, and claims from another man who says he was also abused by Jose Menendez.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. You've seen pictures and videos of these guys. You may even remember the case from way back in the 80s. It's been hot recently. Lots of conversation about it.
See, and Netflix has the ability to do that with these, you know, true crime stories. And Avery and his nephew, Brendan Dassey, were hoping for a similar outcome. It got a lot of attention, but it didn't get them the relief that they had hoped.
So the DA held a news conference Thursday. Today, he will recommend the judge, and a hearing on the matter will likely take place in the next couple of weeks. ABC's Shonda Lloyd on what will happen next.
This recommendation is going to go before the judge. The judge is going to look at all the new evidence. He is going to make a determination. Is this substantial enough to bring in the extraordinary method of or measure of a reduced sentence?
Now that is ABC's Shonda Lloyd there. So a hearing on the matter could be held within 30 to 45 days. LA judge will ultimately decide whether the brothers will be resentenced. And the DA supports that resentencing. So if you eliminate the parole situation or the life without parole, they could be set free almost immediately.
Story, no question, has captivated a lot of people. I gotta say, I don't know, like I was, high school age when that all played out? I've not been terribly interested in it.
All it takes is one very well-crafted story. And I mean story meaning like a documentary or...
And you think the DA watched that doc?
I'm sure there's some pressure.
Yeah.
There's probably some pressure. And there's some question as to whether or not these two would have been convicted had this been happening nowadays.
All right. 6:14, we got sports coming up next, and it is chock full of action this weekend.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Bucks open up Fiserv Forum tonight, the home opener against the Chicago Bulls. What kind of season can Bucks fans hope for?
You've made a grave mistake underestimating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, I love it. I love that statement. You have made a grave mistake.
Bucks president Peter Fagan on WDTMJ's Midday News on Thursday. He told Greg and Jessica. Batman. He said, hey, well, because don't forget, they got pulled from they're not playing Christmas Day this year, and that's always a big day to play. He said, hey, they remember that stuff. Don't think the players didn't notice that.
We've got a sense of pride. Like, we are built to be a championship quality team. And now it's kind of proof, you know, and these are global superstars, generational stars that basically are going to prove to everybody.
Bucks and Bulls tip off at 7 o'clock at Fiserv Forum. Our coverage here on WTMJ begins at 6 with Buck Shootaround.
Packers and Jaguars on Sunday. Much made of the visit to Green Bay this week from the guy Aaron Rodgers fired last week from the Jets. Former Jets coach Robert Saleh pals around with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, brought in to help the offense. Packers quarterback Jordan Love said, yeah, it helped.
Having a defensive mind, talking offense and helping us, with things that we might be able to see, kind of some of our scheme stuff, things that defenses might be looking for, it helps.
It helps. Trap game, though. You're on the road against a crummy Jaguars team. They're 2-5. You got the division-leading Lions in primetime next week, so let's get in, get the win, and get out. Not be looking ahead. It's a noon kick on the road in Jacksonville Sunday. The number three team in the land comes to Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday.
Here we go.
It's a big game. Badgers host the undefeated Nittany Lions of Penn State. It is homecoming. It is Halloween weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be up for grabs in Madison Saturday night. 6:30 is the kick time.
Speaking of the Badgers, Wisconsin women's volleyball history made in Bloomington.
And the Badgers have won their eighth straight match. And with that victory, Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield has reached career win number 306 at the University of Wisconsin. He is the all-time winningest coach for the Badgers.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Kelly. That's how it sounded on WTMJ Radio on Thursday night. Wisconsin sweeps Indiana, and Sheffield gets his 306th victory. All-time leader now in victories at UW. He joined the Badger Radio Network after the game, saying thank you to everybody. Jump around. Couple of quick things. Game one of the World Series, Dodgers-Yankees tonight. And how about those Minnesota Vikings? They lose, upset by the Rams on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, they should have won that game against the Rams if the Vikings are who we thought they were.
Maybe not.
To quote another famous quote, 6:18 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On this Friday morning here, Wisconsin's Morning News. So glad you're joining us here as we end the work week. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. Eric and Vinny here till 9 o'clock. We got Adam in the newsroom and Debbie Lazica, not only on traffic, but on cookies.
Yes!
Eric, November 2nd is what? It's a big day.
Oh,
big
day. Is this cookie book day?
It's cookie book day.
All right.
November 2nd is the big We Energies holiday cookie book that comes out. And that's the big distribution day, both at American Family Field here and in Fox Valley. It's going to be at Fox City Stadium. These huge events where folks line up and because they want the book in person. They want to hold that book.
Yeah.
And We Energy's invited a number of folks who are in the public view, in the public eye, if you will.
Or ear.
To participate in their now annual sort of cookie tasting event. And Debbie was our representative here from WTMJ.
Yes, yes, I was. And I thought I was just going to go have cookies, but no, not so much. There was actually work involved. There's a contest. We were broken up into teams, and we had three cookies that we were going to taste, and we had to see if we could tell the ingredients. Now, we're not talking about, sugar. Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. No. We had to tell the difference between light brown sugar and dark brown sugar. Peppermint extract versus mint extract. Oh. How the heck are you supposed to? What?
Yeah,
no, I thought I was just going for
a little
cookies.
Nitpicky, yeah. Nutmeg. What does nutmeg taste
like?
I don't know. It's in spice.
Okay, so needless to say, I didn't do great. But I had a chance to talk with none other, the one and only Mrs. Santa Claus. She was there to watch over this contest. And I like to say, I got a ringing endorsement. She said that Santa Claus uses my traffic reports.
Ooh, there you go.
So between me and Rudolph, we've got the big guy covered. So no problems there. We broke up into teams. And the team that won was Ben Handelman's from Fox 6. And the other person that was there was not too happy about it. It was Susan Kim from TMJ4. And she had to bring her certificate. Now, Vince, I know you know this certificate. It's the only one in existence on the planet. She made sure everybody knew this.
Susan, one year when we were anchoring together at TMJ4, made every single cookie, every recipe in the cookie book.
It was in the 2019 We Energies cookie book.
She brought in trays of cookies every morning. Sometimes it was two recipes, sometimes three, sometimes just one if it was particularly complex. And we ate every one of those cookies.
Yeah. You tried every single recipe.
Accurate.
Yeah. I talked to Susan when I was there after the whole thing. I was trying to, you know, calm the ruffled feathers. And let's see.
Susan, tell me about how you're feeling right now.
I am feeling a little disappointed because I do need another certificate to add to my collection. And I don't know if Vince told you, but he ate every cookie in the 2019 cookie book baked.
He should have gotten a certificate for that.
He was arguing for one when he saw mine for baking them. He ate every single one of them and was disappointed not to get a certificate as well.
So
I don't know that that's been accurately represented.
Boy, you're that upset about this.
He was demanding some sort of certificate. Right. Ms. Nansky had everyone too.
Well, I think, you know, both of you guys should have gotten one, honestly. But so it was not an easy thing. It wasn't just go in and eat cookies and say, I like the texture of this. This one would go with tea. This one would go with coffee. No.
So
are you using buttermilk or sour milk?
Who won the thing?
Ben Handelman from Fox 6.
All right.
So, yeah, I did speak with him as well. So I wanted to see how he felt about the whole thing.
Debbie, I'm actually speechless. I just can't believe it. 2 years in a row, my mouth buds are still zinging with all of the great flavors, and it's an honor. It's a true honor.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, Susan's not happy.
So these were a couple of the new recipes, though, in this upcoming book. What were they, or did anything stand out for you that folks can expect when they get their hands on this thing?
I personally liked the little shortbread that had the frosting on it and had little sprinkles on it. So that was the first one that we tried. And my team didn't. On the team, we actually got some of the bakers that had sent in their recipes. We didn't get their cookies, obviously. That would be kind of conflict of interest, but no, they were helping us out with like the flavor profiles, believe it or not. So this was serious stuff, man. I was like, I was nerve-wracked.
Well, and the thing about the cookie book is, right, you mentioned these are recipes that are submitted to We Energies. They're vetted first, you know, they look at all of them and then they decide which ones they're actually going to test out and try to bake. These are their team over there bakes all of these cookies, tries them, and then they decide, like it's a juried art fair, what ends up in the book. But these are contributions from Wisconsin families all over our state. Sometimes they're family traditions. Sometimes there's something new that someone's whipped up. But these are Wisconsin contributions.
They work on it all year long. They're already working on 2025's cookie book. So. Yeah, and Ben won a book. Ben won the 2024 book. So
he got an early book.
I know.
So again, the big distribution dates, Fox City Stadium in Appleton and American Family Field in Milwaukee, that will be November 2nd. And then there are distribution dates for the hard copy of that book throughout the state in the month of November. Told you about that text message that Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley sent to his star safety. I'll tell you what message was so important coming up at 6:45.
We're less than a week away before Halloween is here and pop culture costumes reign supreme for this year as children and adults alike prepare to dress up for the festivities. So group costumes, when you have multiple people dressed up as a theme, what's hot right now? Well, Mark Bites, the chief marketing officer at HalloweenCostumes.com, tells ABC there's one that's really taking charge, and it's an iconic 80s franchise.
Ghostbusters, that's up over 80% year over year. It's becoming a really popular family-themed costume.
So Ghostbusters is the hot family-themed one.
When was that second reboot out?
It's been a year
now.
Was
that this year? Like, I don't know why that's on the radar. Not that Ghostbusters isn't timeless.
All right, so what about this one? The surprise hit of the fall for the Halloween costumes. What is it? It's come in the form of Moodang, the tiny viral hippo.
That hippo just really kind of took over the internet. And so we ended up selling out of all of our hippo costumes in September.
Yeah.
Sold out of all of our regular stock of hippo costumes.
Here's my favorite part of that. I play that sound and I look up at Vince and you're shaking your head no, like you're disappointed and angry that Moodang is popular. You're like,
I'm so mad.
Of all the animals, why are you upset about Moodang? Why are you shaking your head?
Like, I don't know. I just didn't get into the hippo. I don't get it.
I'm going to get you a costume.
Look, there have been baby hippos before.
You're right.
Since ever. As far as we know.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture.
They've been around.
Of every Mudang I see on Halloween night, I'm going
to
send you.
I want you to go as that. That's what I want. Then I'll smile.
All right.
Early vote turnout continues to be robust. You heard it there in the bottom of the hour news. As Wisconsin Elections Commission is still struggling to get one of its systems fully operational. It is a factor, it seems, contributing to some of these long lines we've had reported at in-person absentee voting sites. One factor, as I mentioned, turnout is strong. As of Thursday, listen to these numbers, about 192,000 people voted in-person absentee in Wisconsin. 3 days.
Wow.
So that number jumped. Add that to the total of mail-in or drop-box ballots that have come back to clerks' offices, and we're well over 500,000 votes cast already in Wisconsin. Expecting to be just north of 3 million votes on the whole.
Okay.
When it's all said and done on November 5th. This problem with this label printing operation is a system slowdown. So it's not down, it's just slower than usual.
The lady told me at times yesterday they were waiting 10 minutes. For one of these labels.
For one
to
label
out.
To
yeah.
vote.
So you multiply that.
Yeah. And what was the line? So you voted yesterday.
I voted yesterday. It was a 30-minute line. And it didn't look that long, to be perfectly honest. I mean, and it moved, and I saw a bunch of people. It's kind of like a social event. I knew people. So it was quick.
Did you guys crack beers? Or
it sure seemed like that. I was like, hey.
If you had one.
Yeah, would have, yeah. But no, it went fairly. Yesterday, much smoother, I think, for everybody versus a couple of days earlier.
I was out at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet talking with folks yesterday in Waukesha and met a gentleman who said, I went by on day one, Waukesha City Hall, and the line was 2 hours. So we took a pass on that. Went back the second day. It was an hour and a half. And he's like, well, I'm here. Hour and a half he waited.
Yikes. See, that I don't think I could do. That's a long time to wait.
Not trying to discourage anyone from early voting.
No,
but
yeah,
until they get this cleared up, there's almost without question, you'll have a shorter line on election day because they don't have to print these labels. These are the labels that go on the envelopes that house your ballot when you vote absentee.
Right.
So when you go there on election day, you just bleak, bleak, plug it right into the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Bleak, bleak. Here's your sticker.
It's like I'm there.
6:45, and we got sports coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
A lot of buzz at Fiserv Forum this morning. That's because it's the home opener for your Milwaukee Bucks. The 1-0 Bucks will play the Bulls at Fiserv tonight. And don't think for a second that the Bucks don't have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They didn't get picked for the Christmas Day games this year. And Peter Fagan, the Bucks president, on Midday News with Greg and Jessica said, yeah, they're remembering this.
These are global superstars, generational stars that basically are going to prove to everybody that you've made a grave mistake underestimating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Excellent. Love that.
Yes.
Love that.
You have made a grave mistake.
Bucks and Bulls tonight at Fiserv. Tip-off at 7. Our coverage at 6. Right here on WTMJ with Buck Shootaround.
High school football playoffs begin tonight.
That's right.
That last time around. Tosa East versus Tosa West E.
Wow, in a playoff game.
I don't know that that's ever happened.
Oh,
maybe
you,
it has back
you
in
going?
The day, but I'm going to go.
Oh, fantastic.
It's been a minute since I visited sweet alma mater.
Awesome.
And so we'll see if the Red Raiders can get it going. What a turnaround
Let's
for that
go.
Program. Who do you got in the falls tonight?
Chargers head to Arrowhead. So that's a big game.
All right.
That's a big game. Arrowhead's
tough. One
tough,
out of the gate.
Especially
right.
on the road.
You know, we've talked about the disappointing play in the last couple of games of Packers safety Xavier McKinney. We say that in jest, of course, since McKinney went 5 straight games with interceptions to start the season, and now 2 straight without a pick.
Yep.
Eric Big Predictions Bolstead said he'd have 10 this year.
Still could happen. He's all right.
It's as if Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was actually texting us.
I sent him a text the other night and said, don't get bored.
He said that to, yes, his safety, Xavier McKinney. Halfley saying offenses are flat out avoiding him now. And while he's not getting the turnovers, just having him on the field is affecting games.
And I told him that's like a sign of ultimate respect. When you've been around guys like Revis and some really good players and the ball stops going to them, I mean, just don't get bored because it's going to go up again and you got to be ready for it. And he will be.
And he will be. Packers and Jaguars, noon kick on Sunday.
Vikings lose to the Rams on Thursday Night Football, 30-20.
Badgers Under the Lights, homecoming Halloween weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. And oh, by the way, it's a big game too. Number three team in the land. The 6-0 Nittany Lions of Penn State, 6:30 kick Saturday night in Madison.
Speaking of the Badgers, history made in Bloomington on Thursday. Women's volleyball, Wisconsin sweeps Indiana, and Coach Kelly Sheffield gets his 306th victory, the all-time leader in victories for volleyball at UW. He joined the Badger Radio Network after the game right here on WTMJ.
You know, I'm really fortunate. I'm not constantly training somebody new, or we're not having to. And it's just, if you're going to celebrate me having those wins, it's those guys as well. I mean, they're putting in tons of hours.
Always humble, making it sound. It's a team effort with the coaches as well. Attaboy, coach. And finally, game one of the World Series tonight. Dodgers-Yankees.
6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel in the house with us this morning. Of course, I want to ask you about the Packers, the Badgers, all that ahead. Are you going to make fun of Greendale again on your show today?
I mean, we might. Right. It's certainly possible.
What's your problem over there?
What do you mean, what's our problem? Apparently, you guys have a problem over there.
We do not have a problem.
Well, so Chewy is an observer of the human condition. You know, he makes a lot of observations. And earlier this week on our show, he just happened to notice, as someone who, you know, knows people from Greendale, that, you know, a lot of them kind of marry one another and don't really leave the center of town too often.
All right. We call it the bubble in Greendale, and
okay,
I'm not
so
a bubble person.
Yes, so
it's a real thing. Right.
So are you not in the bubble because,
no.
I mean, you've got the Tosa East, you know,
yes.
You got the pullover on today. So
East,
you're not.
West today.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, talk about.
But I'm saying, like, so because you weren't born in the bubble, can
yes.
you get access to the bubble if
not
you're
really.
Born outside
now
of it?
No, you're always an outsider.
Yeah.
Now, my children, perhaps, right, because they've grown up there.
Sure, because they were born into the bubble.
Right. What else was Chewy's problem? He brought food to a party.
Okay, so
I don't mean to bring you in here to account for everything that Chewy says.
Honestly, I am kind of like his handler. Like, if anybody wants to get to him here, they've
yes.
got to go through me first. I kind of filter it, and then if it, you know, actually has to get to the big guy, I'll you know, rein him in. So he had he was invited over to a friend's house for dinner. His wife was out of town, and they thought, oh, Chewy's wife said, oh, come over for dinner.
They adopt him for the evening.
Yeah, they adopted him for the evening, which, yeah, very nice. Well, his wife came back early, and he wasn't sure if they were going over to this said friend's house anymore, so he bought burgers that night for him and his wife to eat. Well, apparently they still come on over. We made some chicken noodle soup. And I don't know if, I mean, when we say Chewy, for those unfamiliar, Mark Chmura, 3-time Pro Bowl tight end, Super Bowl champion, still looks like he could play in the NFL, like 6'5", 250 pounds, works out every day, chiseled out of stone. The guy probably needs to eat a little bit more than you and
okay,
me, Vince,
okay.
His
daily caloric
full.
Intake
yes,
would
yeah,
be
just,
higher than
just because
we
of the
common
sheer
folk.
Size of the human. So he's thinking, well, chicken noodle soup, that's not really a meal. You know, hey, do you guys mind? I bought some burgers. Do you mind if I bring over the burgers? And, you know, you would think this would not be an issue because he's offering to bring food. And he said they were kind of put off by it. I suppose you can. I guess so. And he did. And he grilled up the burgers there because chicken noodle soup wasn't going to fill the big guy up.
So what's the etiquette there? Are you allowed to bring an entree? Because oftentimes you are expected to
what
bring
can I
something,
bring?
Right? Yeah.
What can I bring?
Whether it's wine
bring
or a
wine.
Dessert or
nice
something.
Nice bread.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If you are serving soup, like, you got to have a hearty bread. Like, soup by itself is
for
not,
sure.
It's not a dinner. Like, this was dinner. This wasn't lunch. You know, nice light lunch or something. No, this was dinner. You need something that's going to, you know, fulfill you at the end of the meal.
What was the nature of the soup? I mean, there's chicken noodle soup, and then there's chicken noodle soup. Was this like a robust sort of, was it like a booyah?
I mean, there's some good
I mean, was
soup
there a lot of stuff in there?
I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean,
that
can
be
at
a
the
meal.
End of the day, it's still chicken noodle. Chicken noodle can't be a meal.
So he actually went outside and cooked on the grill while
yeah,
they were cooking his own dinner?
Yeah, he did. And apparently that was also an issue because his buddy is a little OCD and had to, like, clean the grill right after Chewy was done using it.
Now, that's a little bit hard. I brought these burgers that I need to use your grill on.
That's
I mean,
out
that's,
of bounds. Right.
Asking a man to use his grill.
If he would have brought over the burgers prepared, that's a different story? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a sack of burgers from Five Guys or something like that. I brought a little something extra to supplement.
A sack of burgers.
Before you leave, Dave.
No, let's continue. on the soup and the burgers.
With the Vikings losing last night and the Packers playing Jacksonville, in Jacksonville, of course, great opportunity here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity for the Packers to pull even with Minnesota. You just got to hope that they don't overlook this game, because Jacksonville has struggled, and there is that game with Detroit, who's in first place with just one loss in the division, looming next week at Lambeau Field. And, I mean, the Packers... They should outmatch them, right? Like, they're just a better team, but hopefully Jordan Love cleans up the turnovers, because when you start turning the ball over at the clip that Love has, if he has one or two more interceptions like he did last week, that's how a team like Jacksonville ends up hanging around.
Buck, you going to get rolled tomorrow?
Yeah, it's not. Come on. It's not. I mean, it's a night game.
It's
so
a good thing
I
it's Halloween, like, and homecoming.
There is some magic inside Camp Randall Stadium when it's under the lights, mm-hmm. but... Look, I mean, they just don't have the athletes that Penn State does.
That would be, it is an opportunity for a signature win for Luke Fickell.
He needs one.
You get a win under the lights against 100%. The number three team in the land.
As much as there was chirping about Fickell earlier this season, mm-hmm. after some of those losses, if they pull off a win against the number three team in the country, I think it's going to be a different tune for a lot of Bucky fans on Sunday morning.
657 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Gabe.